What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Rodney Perry, and this is the podcast. It is about, 4 a.m.? 4:33 to be exact. And I was telling you guys the other day that, you know, you got to help people if you can. All right. True enough. The next question that arises is, do they want help? Right? The person I was talking about is a young lady, a comedian. Her name is Arana Lopez. That's her married name. Her maiden name is Arana Browning. She's went through it over the past couple of years, and it looks like she had a major loss. You know, she lost her mom, and that seems to be shortly after that came her break from reality. Now, I'm not a physician. I'm in no way, shape, or form equipped to evaluate her mental state. Talking to her, she seems fine. But at the same time, she is doing this very publicly. So, it's on her social media. So she serenades 50 Cent, a man that I don't believe she knows, actually knows. I mean, you can be in the same room with somebody and not know him. And I'm willing to go out on a limb and say she absolutely does not know this man. Some kind of way, this is her reality. She's coming up with all these great ideas. She's very functional. I mean, she has her laptop. She's creating. But at the same time, she seems to be separated from this thing that we call reality. The strange question I ask myself is she sane and are we nuts? Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, we see people with these breaks and we talk about mental health. And when tasked with doing something, do you do something? So, I'm in a car right now. I'm going to pick her up. She asked to be taken to a Starbucks in Marietta. I got her a room the other night, my brother and I. And if that needs to be done again, I'm willing to do that as well. I mean, on some level, you want to help her and take your hands off of it and let her and hope she'll be fine. You know, just like teaching your child to ride a bike. At some point, you let the back of the seat go and they just go. Well, I thought I had done that the other night. I found her, connected the dots with a young lady that I know can help her. And she kind of didn't call the lady. Should I have stayed connected to make sure she did that? Or will she do that when she wants to? And there may be nothing I can do to help facilitate that. I know she has family. I know she has friends. So the question I ask Rodney Perry is, are you enabling? Are you creating a space? I just would want somebody to help mine. I mean, if my daughter were roaming around a city, I would hope and pray that somebody would give her a kind hand. So, Let's pray for this young lady, man. Let's pray for her mind. Let's pray for her well-being. I was just telling my wife, she is either blessed or very lucky or some combination of the two, because she's navigated these streets and the streets of Atlanta, the streets of New York, the streets of Chicago, and she still is kicking. That in itself is noteworthy. So, thank y'all for riding with me a little bit. Maybe when I get her in the car, we'll get her to talk a little bit and we can kind of ascertain her mind state. Y'all can help me help her. All right. Riding Periods, the podcast. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Rodney Perry, and this is the podcast. It is about, what, 4 a.m.? 4:33 to be exact. And I was telling you guys the other day that, you know, you got to help people if you can. All right, true enough. The next question that arises is, do they want help? Right? The person I was talking about is a young lady, a comedian. Her name is Arana Lopez. Original, that's her married name. Her maiden name is Arana Browning. She's went through it over the past couple of years. And it looks like she had a major loss. You know, she lost her mom. And that seems to be shortly after that came her break from reality. Now, I'm not a physician. I'm in no way, shape, or form equipped to evaluate her mental state. Talking to her, she seems fine. But at the same time, she is doing this very publicly. So, it's on her social media. So, she serenades 50 Cent, a man that I don't believe she actually knows. I mean, you can be in the same room with somebody and not know him. And I'm willing to go out on a limb and say she absolutely does not know this man. Some kind of way, this is her reality. She's coming up with all these great ideas. She's very functional. I mean, she has her laptop. She's creating. But at the same time, she seems to be separated from this thing that we call reality. The strange question I ask myself is she sane and are we nuts? Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, we see people with these breaks and we talk about mental health. And when tasked with doing something, do you do something? So, I'm in a car right now. I'm going to pick her up. She asked to be taken to a Starbucks in Marietta. I got her a room the other night, my brother and I. And if that needs to be done again, I'm willing to do that as well. I mean, on some level, you want to help her and take your hands off of it and let her and hope she'll be fine. You know, just like teaching your child to ride a bike. At some point, you let the back of the seat go and they just go. Well, I thought I had done that the other night. I found her, connected the dots with a young lady that I know can help her. And she kind of didn't call the lady. Should I have stayed connected to make sure she did that? Or will she do that when she wants to? And there's maybe nothing I can do to help facilitate that. I know she has family. I know she has friends. So the question I ask Rodney Perry is, are you enabling? Are you creating a space? I just would want somebody to help mine. I mean, if my daughter were roaming around a city, I would hope and pray that somebody would give her a kind hand. So, let's pray for this young lady, man. Let's pray for her mind. Let's pray for her well-being. I was just telling my wife, she is either blessed or very lucky, or some combination of the two, because she's navigated these streets and the streets of Atlanta, the streets of New York, the streets of Chicago, and she still is kicking. That in itself is noteworthy. So, thank y'all for riding with me a little bit. Maybe when I get her in the car, we'll get her to talk a little bit and we can kind of ascertain her mind state. Y'all can help me help her. All right. Rodney Perry's the podcast.